success?
I think kind of just playing off of my teammates, letting them create openings for me. We share the ball so well and really don't care who scores. So I think, you know, whenever I find an open opportunity, I kind of capitalize on it. So I was just lucky to put four away today. And just credit to my teammates.
And then all four of your goals were assisted. So what do you think is the key to the chemistry that you guys have coming down the field and then also being able to score off that?
Yeah, I think, again, we're just super unselfish from, you know, defense to offense. And, you know, like Kem assisted me on that one in transition. You know, we really just pride each other on helping each other out, whether, you know, the defense has long possessions and we need to have a long possession to, you know, let them catch their breath or vice versa. So, you know, yeah, just super unselfish and, you know, a team chemistry where we all love each other.
And then, of course, now that you guys have one game left going into playoffs, what are you hoping to expect out of your teammates and, of course, yourself too?
Yeah, I think kind of just keep this momentum rolling. You know, Colgate's definitely going to be a tough out, but, you know, I have all faith in my teammates and I that we'll get it done and, you know, hopefully clinch whatever seed that we can and then keep all of our momentum rolling into the postseason. So.
Yeah, that's all I have.
Just wanted to ask you about Will Barnes. Just how much confidence does he give you? I know you're an offensive player, but how quickly he makes saves, and then obviously in transition was able to clear the ball and set you guys up pretty quickly on offense.
Yeah, it definitely gives us all the confidence in the world. I mean, I don't know how many saves he had today. I mean,
23.
Yeah, I mean, he puts up those numbers pretty consistently, and, you know, we go against him in practice every day, so we definitely know how good he can be. So, yeah, when he's saving the ball like that, it gives us all the confidence in the world.
So, Coach, what's your opening thoughts on today's win?
You know, it was an extremely tough Patriot League contest. Just have a ton of respect for Coach Cutter and his group. They play really hard. They don't really beat themselves. They're hard to score on. They're tough off the ground. And we knew going into the game, you know, that it would be that type of game. And, you know, from the first whistle, was just proud of the BU guys. You know, how we scrapped to win the first faceoff and Madden to go down and score really got us off on the front foot. You know, our guys played with confidence. They believed in one another. You know, and I thought we just made plays when we needed to. It was, you know, certainly we knew they weren't going to go away. You know, Will was tremendous in goal. Every time we needed a big save, he made it. I thought he was good in the clearing game to help us get out. You know, they were doing some different things in the ride, and I thought we handled that pretty well in the second half. And, you know, just... It was a real team win, just from the coaching staff and their you know, commitment to the game plan, to, you know, the guys in their execution. We had a great week of practice, and you know, really proud of our guys and how they you know, managed the game and played as well as we did.
So last season you had two losses, Lehigh, and then both wrote them one goal. Today was completely different stories. You led the whole game. So what was the mindset going into this game, and how did you guys prepare a little differently?
I don't know if we prepared any differently. I think we were just able. Both games, we had the lead in the fourth quarter, and Lehigh made a comeback and, you know, was able to get the last goal. So I think we just closed out the game a little bit better. You know, they, you know, I thought when they were trying to make plays and get back, you know, get the lead under three or get it to two, you know, Will would make a save. I thought Luke Davis's goal, you know, in the third quarter, you know, the game was kind of going back and forth, and you know, both defenses were playing well, and to get out in transition and for Luke to make that big shot, I thought that gave us some confidence. So, you know, just we knew that they weren't going to go away, and our guys continued to get stops, continue to clear the ball, and then we continued to get good offensive possessions.
Anything else?
And then, of course, 8 goal scorers and then 8 assists on top of that. Big theme for your season has been that almost anybody on the attacking end can put the ball in the back of the net. So how do you think that spread of talent is really?
You know, Coach Lippa just does a great job of, you know, coaching on selfishness. And, you know, certainly the guys that play on offense are, you know, are always giving up good shots for great shots. And I thought we did a great job on that today of, you know, passing up really good shots for better shots. I thought we shot the ball well. I thought we were good in transition, which was, you know, able us to get you know, a couple goals outside of our 6-on-6 offense. You know, our man down wasn't as strong as it has been, so we needed to make up that gap, and I thought just our transition play was great. You know, I thought Jimmy Hucano had another awesome game, just made big plays by either scoring the ball, the assist he had, you know, in that fourth quarter was a huge play, and he just continues to make all the right plays and all the tough plays. So, you know, credit to him, credit to the entire attack unit. They've been doing a great job all season.
And of course, going into your final matchup next week, what are you guys looking for?
You know, I told the team after, you know, number one, how proud I was of them. I mean, it was a hard week. We didn't play up to our best against Lafayette, and I think, you know, a lot of, potentially doubt could have crept in, and you know, we weren't playing well. We didn't play great against Duke, didn't play well against Lafayette. So kind of wanted to flush that, but kind of address our problems. So, you know, I thought we had a great week of practice, and, you know, we're able to continue that strong play from the practice field to the game field, and we're going to look to do the same. You know, we're going to look to, you know, have a great week of practice, have a great week of preparation, you know, challenge the guys to really prepare harder than they have in the previous weeks to make sure we knew what we were doing game plan wise, and I think they did that. I thought we managed the game really well as far as, you know, some of those situations, and you know, whether it was clearing the ball or whether it was, you know, taking time on offense and then getting a goal late in the shot clock that really took some wind out of the sail. I thought our face-off unit did a really great job. So, you know, the message is we're playing a really talented team in Colgate, a team that was picked second in the conference by the coaches, and, you know, they've beaten Harvard. They've beaten some really good teams. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full, but, you know, we're going to make it about us and just do the preparation that we need to do. So, you know, to honor our seniors and all that they've done for this program.
Yeah, Will Barnes, 23 saves is obviously a big number, but how important was him getting the ball out quickly on transition? Because it felt like not only was he making big saves, but the clearing game really benefited from him, you know, getting the ball out of his cross real quick.
Absolutely. I mean, his first shot to stop the ball, and obviously he did that incredibly well. You know, this, you know, he was the MVP of the game. You know, I know we had some great scorers, and Madden did an awesome job at the faceoff X, but Will was just, you know, awesome. It was just great. He made all the saves that we needed him to make. And as you said, Kevin, he got the ball out. You know, that was just something that we stressed all week is, you know, not allow them to get into their specialty rides and get out quick. And, it, you know, number one, we were able to clear the ball. Number two, it created some transition opportunities with his clean save. So, you know, really great job by Will. And, you know, just, you know, excited that, you know, he was able to have a bounce back game. And, you know, he's been our best player all year. And, you know, when we needed him most, he stepped up.